and welcome to the Runners Connect audio blog on the Run to the Top podcast. This is Coach Claire Bartholik, and today I am reading Runner's Knee, How to Diagnose, Treat, and Prevent, written by John Davis. Is there any injury more ubiquitous than runner's knee? It's within the popular lexicon as one of the eternal enemies of the distance runner. Aching or stabbing pain around the kneecap has kept runners young and old from enjoying the sport they love. The good news is that biomechanical research has uncovered ways that you can treat runner's knee and even prevent it from occurring. To learn more about biomechanics, please read Introduction to Running Biomechanics. How common is runner's knee? In a word, very. By a number of measures, runner's knee, referred to in medical circles as patellofemoral pain syndrome, or PFP, is the number one most prevalent running injury. Two large-scale scientific studies have confirmed this. A 2003 study of over 800 runners training for a road race in Canada found that runner's knee alone accounted for almost one-third of all the injuries sustained by the sample group over the study's 13-week duration. Another study published the year before evaluated over 2,000 injured runners that visited a sports medicine clinic. Again, runner's knee was by far the most common injury, accounting for twice as many injuries as the next most common problem, IT band syndrome, and made up 17% of all injuries. Symptoms of runner's knee. Classically, runner's knee is characterized by an aching or stabbing pain that's inside or around the kneecap. Running, especially down hills, is painful, and descending stairs usually provokes pain too. The upper or lower edges of your kneecap might be tender to the touch, but there usually isn't any visible swelling. When you try to run, it may feel like your knee is about to give way and buckle. If you sit for too long with your knee bent, you'll often develop stiffness and pain on the front of your knee. It can be a little tricky to determine the cause of your knee pain because there are a few other injuries that can cause pain in and around the knee as well. Two other injuries you should rule out are IT band syndrome and a medial meniscus tear. IT band syndrome causes pain on the outside of the knee. While some soreness may occasionally extend to the outer edge of your kneecap, the primary location of pain is not in the front of the knee. Meniscus injuries are more common in older runners and usually causes a catching, locking, or unstable sensation in the knee. They do often swell up. If you're unsure whether you have runner's knee or another knee injury, a doctor or physical therapist can almost always diagnose it without the need for any advanced medical imaging. What causes runner's knee? The tremendous forces transmitted through the knee during running might be one reason why it's so commonly injured. The knee is the focal point for the quadriceps and the hamstring muscles, which produce a large proportion of the energy you need to maintain your speed when you run. Though runner's knee is very common, what's more interesting is why everybody doesn't get it. Somehow, in healthy runners, the knee is able to handle these huge forces being transmitted through it while running, thousands of times per hour, day after day. During normal running and walking, the kneecap, the patella in medical speak, slides up and down a groove in the end of the femur when you straighten and bend your knee. The actual pain associated with runner's knee is a result of the patella rubbing up against the edges of this groove in the femur. Hence the technical term patellofemoral pain syndrome. Planning a rehab program for runner's knee. Currently, there are a few biomechanical theories as to what causes the kneecap to rub against the groove in the femur. The traditional explanation has been that abnormal or imbalanced tension from the quadriceps muscle alters the tracking of the kneecap. This hypothesis is supported by evidence from a 7-year study of patients with runner's knee, which found that restoration of quadriceps strength is associated with a better likelihood of recovery in long-standing cases of patellofemoral pain. Other research found abnormal activation patterns in the quadriceps on the injured side, providing additional support for this theory. Not all researchers agree, though. Other evidence points to hip strength and hip muscle coordination as a better explanation for the irritation in the kneecap. This might sound counterintuitive, but one innovative study by researchers at the University of Southern California demonstrates how this is possible. Their study used a special MRI machine to peer inside the knee joint to see what actually happens when you use your knee during weight-bearing activity. Essentially, the femur, whose position is controlled by the hip muscles, rotates underneath the kneecap, which remains more or less stationary. The biomechanics of runner's knee. Biomechanical studies also demonstrated that runners, particularly women, with runner's knee are much more likely to have weak hip adductor and external rotator muscles, as well as greater internal knee rotation during running. These insights spurred researchers to try treating runner's knee with hip strength exercises as well as the traditional quadriceps strength exercises. The results were impressive. A 2011 study found that hip strength training was superior to quadriceps strength training alone in a patellofemoral pain rehab program. There are a few snags, though. Some research, such as a 2011 study by researchers at Harvard and the University of Delaware, indicates that improvements in hip strength don't always translate into better running mechanics. Direct modification of your running form might be necessary. How to treat and prevent runner's knee. If you've got runner's knee, you don't have time to split hairs debating scientific theories. You just want results. To this end, the best approach is a rehabilitation program that targets each of the three potential biomechanical routes to fixing the abnormal stress on your kneecap. First up is quad strength. Two main exercises are commonly used in rehab programs to target quad strength: straight leg lift and mini squat. For hip strength, the most effective exercises for retraining your hip abductors and external rotators are as follows: glute bridge, ideally with a resistance band around your knees; monster walk, which also requires a resistance band. Finally, to improve hip coordination, there is one exercise you can do, and one visual cue to use while you run. Single leg balance on a wobble board or BOSU ball can help translate strength gains into better control of the leg when you run. You can start with 1 minute of balance, then build up to two sets of 2 minutes over time. To really translate your gains into running, you need to work on changing your knee mechanics while you run. The best drill for this is to put two short strips of athletic tape on your knees. Next, focus on keeping the face of the tape pointing forward when you run. The tape isn't doing anything special. It's just providing you with a visual cue to keep your knees pointed forward. When your foot hits the ground, check to see whether your knee buckles inward. If so, you're still putting extra stress on your knee. Keep those knees pointed straight ahead. Some research has connected tight quadriceps and calves to the development of runner's knee. So it's essential that you also stretch your calves and quadriceps for two sets of 30 seconds each. Do this several times per day. Though these exercises are designed for recovering from runner's knee, you can use a pared-down version with fewer sets, if you're pressed for time, as a way to prevent runner's knee. Keeping your hip and quad strength up, as well as stretching and improving your knee mechanics when you run, are all good ways to defend yourself against the number one running injury. Ancillary treatments for runner's knee. Solving your knee injury problems will require attacking the root cause with rehab exercises, though there are a few other things you can do to help reduce the stress on your knee. Applying kinesiology tape might help reduce pain. Foam rolling your quadriceps and calves may also relieve some tension on the kneecap. Another option is a product called New Knee. New Knee is an innovative new product designed specifically for runner's knee. New Knee was invented by two-time Ironman Mike Emmerling because of his own five-year struggle with runner's knee. The research reveals that if you relieve the pressure, you relieve the pain. New Knee does exactly that. By relieving the pressure on your patella or kneecap, New Knee can provide immediate relief of runner's knee pain. Recovery time for runner's knee. Runner's knee is a highly variable injury, so unfortunately, there's no straight answer on how long you'll need. If you are young and have a relatively minor case, you might only need a couple days off. But if you've had it for a while, or if your muscular strength and coordination in your quads and hips are very poor, it may take several weeks of diligent rehabilitation work before you're able to run pain-free. Strength exercises usually take at least 4 weeks to start having a substantial effect, while many rehab programs are 6 to 12 weeks long. This has been the Runners Connect audio blog on the Run to the Top podcast, read by me, Coach Claire Bartholik. Thanks for listening and have a great run today.